Time now for your Campbell County Campbell Sports Report. I'm Brandon Bainey. The Camels and new crosstown rival Thunder Basin met on the tennis courts for the first time this past Friday. The Campbell boys defeated the Bolts 3-2, while the Campbell girls fell to the Bolts 3-2. Picking up wins for the boys were Dawson Meisler at number one singles, Miles Vena at number two singles, and Zach Bradley and Tyler Neary at number one doubles. Garnering wins for the Campbell girls were Allie Hayes at number one singles and Tatum Zickafoose at number two singles. Saturday, the Camels hosted Sheridan for a pair of duels. The Campbell boys and girls both fell 3-2. Campbell County's volleyball team started conference play on Friday and Saturday with a pair of home matches against Laramie and Cheyenne South. On Friday night, the Camels were swept by the Plains women in a tight match 25-22, 26-24, 25-18. Saturday, they bounced back with a sweep of their own over Cheyenne South. The Camels turned back the Bison 25-8, 25-11, 25-18. The Camels are now 11-3 overall and 1-1 in conference action. They return to the court on Friday at Cheyenne East. The girls' cross-country team traveled to Sheridan Saturday for the Michelle Ludwig Invitational. The Camels finished 6th in the team standings with 143 points. Individually, Maddie Murphy finished 25th overall to lead Campbell County. The Campbell swimmers traveled to Cheyenne this weekend. They fell to Cheyenne Central in a duel Friday, 129-52. And Saturday, the Camels competed at the Cheyenne Invitational and finished 8th in the team standings with a total of 85 points. On Saturday, the Camels received wins from Jenny Hallwell in the 200 individual medley and 100 breaststroke, and McKenna Hauber in the 500 freestyle. The boys' golf team concluded their regular season in Casper. The Camels finished 12th in the team standings and were led by Ethan Wolf, who had a two-day total of 166. And the Camels football team hosted Laramie in their first home game of the season Friday night. The Plainsmen handed the Camels a 44-0 loss, sending them to 0-3 on the season. The Camels hit the road for the third time in 4 weeks this Friday as they travel to Cheyenne Central. At your Camels report, I'm Brandon Bainey.